This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A plan to let the U.S. keep paying its bills past the end of the month moves to the U.S. Senate after passing the House last night. It's a clean increase of the nation's debt limit, clean meaning it has no strings attached. But as Marketplace's David Gura reports, the agreement to push the next debt ceiling deadline to March of 2015 does give the economy something it needs.
We're talking about certainty. Michael Brown says that's important. He's an economist with Wells Fargo.
I think this is some positive news and provides much needed clarity for the business community and consumers.
He says this deal would give a boost to consumer confidence for a while, 12 or 13 months.
For financial markets, a year is a long time.
Kevin Logan is the chief U.S. economist at HSBC Securities.
And removing the threat of a debt ceiling showdown or a treasury default is a positive.
The threat of default makes markets jittery, and this deal would remove some uncertainty.
It removes the potential disruption that could occur to financial markets. Even if the probability is small, the consequences are devastating, catastrophic.
This deal, hopefully, would give investors and business owners the confidence to hire workers and to expand their operations. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.